We got Tom from Hillside in Munising on the horn here with us. I should say Rome Inn and Hillside. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Adam. How's it going?
I'm doing fantastic, getting ready for the weekend, and I wish I was spending it at the Rome Inn again. I had a blast staying at your new place there in Munising. What an awesome place to lay your head down for a night.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. The security footage of you running around in your underwear won't go public. So.
Well, maybe we should leverage that and make some money. I'm just saying. Well, that's fantastic. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Rome Inn in just a bit here and kind of give folks a feel for it. Well, the first thing is, though, I got lots of requests to find out what's happening with Munising Bay. How close are you to having any kind of ice on Munising Bay?
The optimistic side of me is thinking a couple of weeks. There's ice flows out there. There's some, you know, some stuff floating around, forming up. I think as soon as that stuff locks in, you know, and really lays the base, hopefully it'll form in. I mean, but 2 weeks if we're lucky.
So there's nothing going on right now on the bay itself?
No, looking out over the, you know, out in front of the high school this morning, there was some float ice, slabs of it shifting around, wind blowing it around. And, you know, a day like today, though, 12 below, zero wind, that's ice weather. So.
Yeah, that's making ice, that's for sure. Well, what about the other lakes around your neck of the woods there in Alger County? Have you had any reports from usually pan fishermen is what I hear from this time of year in the Hiawatha anyway.
Right. The inland lakes are freezing up, especially with this weather. They're going to be in great shape. Haven't heard anything from tip-up pike guys or panfish guys recently, but, you know, like I said earlier, we've got our bait in and got people coming in and pretty frequently picking it up and heading out. So I know guys are starting to hit the ice inland.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to switch gears here and just talk a little bit about Valley Spur. I heard some great reports from skiers that they've been really happy with the snow and the grooming there.
Yeah, and the snow that we've been getting is perfect for the product that Valley Spur produces. You know, the nice, fast, clean, groomed trails. I don't think you could ask for better conditions than what they've got right now.
Let's talk a little bit about snowmobile season, because like Valley Spur, I'm hearing snowmobilers are real happy with the snow you guys are getting, especially just east of you.
Yep. You know, Grand Marais and the Kingston Plains have gotten hit good, so, you know, the riding between Grand Marais and Munising is phenomenal. There are some trail conditions. I will say, though, that the Sorva Facebook page has been absolutely on point for posting updates, giving trail alerts, urgent notices, so anybody that really wants to know what's going on in Alger County has to follow that page. But they're doing a great job. They've done a lot of great trail repairs, and the base is solid now. Got good trail conditions, and I will say rapidly improving trail conditions with the constant snow we've been getting.
Excellent. And what was that Facebook page again?
It's S-O-R-V-A, the Sorva Facebook page.
We got more snowmobile conditions and Valley Spur to talk about. Plus, I want to tell you all about the Rome Inn. I had such a fantastic stay at the new boutique hotel in Munising. It's like bringing the outdoors inside, and there's nothing like it that I've seen. So stay tuned for part two with Tom Dolosky from the Rome Inn and Hillside Party Store. We'll continue with that later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.